We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Huizinga, and it is in the districts for lawmakers off of Capitol Hill and back into their communities this week before going back into Washington next week. And Bill, you had a chance to meet with some of your constituents on the eastern edge of your district. What are they telling you right now about some of the concerns they have that they'd like you and other congressmen to be able to deal with when you go back to work on Capitol Hill next week?
Yeah, we had a town hall meeting in Walker. That was our first one, and the mayor and the state legislators were there as well. And we had a lot of conversation about immigration. That area is very close to the Fruit Ridge area. In fact, a number of my meetings this past week have been about immigration. And as we're getting into the spring growing season, whether it's the farmers and the growers or others who are interacting with immigrants, are very concerned about what's been going on and whether there's going to be some progress on immigration reform. So that's been a big part of what we've talked about. And I've been up and down the coast, a number of meetings up in Muskegon and Oceana and other places. And look, at the end of the day, it's still jobs in the economy for Michigan. That is a huge concern that people have. They're very concerned about health care and what's being implemented. And I just saw a report today from the Congressional Research Service, CRS, which is a bipartisan, nonpartisan organization, said that there's been 44 statutory deadlines in Obamacare that have been missed. And people are they're frustrated and they're confused. They're kind of like, well, wait a minute, you know, why is this costing me more? Why do I have less flexibility? And why is the president not implementing it? Those are the types of things that are on people's minds.
Let me ask you this. You say that jobs in the economy is still pretty much job one. What do you take out of the latest monthly Michigan Economic Activity Index from Comerica Bank? They're saying that four straight months now that the index fall, state has stalled out on job growth since last August. Some blame, of course, the winter, but according to the economists, they expect an increase in auto sales this spring to help bring the economy back, but that the auto sector's potential for job creation is limited.
Yeah, the Michigan has made huge, huge progress. There's no doubt. Manufacturing has not been stronger in a long time. However, the overall economy, there's still a lot of question marks that are hanging out there, and I think a lot of it revolves around healthcare. A lot of it revolves around confidence in what the future is bringing us. And, those types of things. I my background is in real estate, and I was just talking to a realtor friend, yesterday, and he was telling me that, this is a national study of all the new homes that were bought in the last month. 40% of them were cash purchases. That is a massive number, okay, because you're seeing a decline in mortgage applications and that kind of thing. But when people are using cash like that, that means that they're uncertain and they're not wanting to plug into the traditional system. So that, there's a lot of question marks, and people just still feel very pensive about what's happening.
The other thing too, when people are paying cash, maybe part of it is because of the uncertainty, partly as well because lenders are becoming a lot more stricter in terms of what they dole out. They got burned a few years ago. They don't want to get burned again.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And the regulators have put in different criteria. Now, some of that was good. I mean, there's many of us who look at it and sort of traditionally what had happened in real estate. If you had a pulse, and I could sign your name, you were getting a mortgage, and it's like, wait a minute, that's not a good spot to be in either. I mean, you got to have people who are able to pay those loans back. And as you point out, in fact, there was another story that I just read about how some of the lenders are trying to push back against some of those regulations and modify them and try to expand who does qualify for those loans and those mortgages. And look, if you went through a bankruptcy or you lost your home or had some very bruised credit over the last number of years, which a lot of people experienced, you oftentimes aren't going to qualify. And the other thing is I just hear it from people so often. They don't want to get back in the same situation that they found themselves in 4 or 5 years ago. And so they're sort of taking the Dave Ramsey view of the world, which is I'm not using credit, I'm going to use cash. I'm gonna only buy things that I can afford, that's probably a healthier way to run our personal lives. But the economists don't always like that. They like to see just economic activity spurred on by debt.
We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Huizinga, and what awaits you and your colleagues when you go back to the Hill on Monday and Tuesday?
Yeah, well, we're still in budget season and the appropriations process that's going to be happening. So that's going to be a big part. We're looking at doing a couple of other things. One of them dealing with education. Another one dealing with human trafficking, which has been a huge problem, not just internationally but domestically as well. That is going to be on the agenda. And as I said, overall, the budgets and our spending, that is always happening in the springtime. So those are the things that we're sort of expecting what's going to be coming up here shortly.
Human trafficking, that seems to be a subject that's been focused on a little bit locally as well. We've had a couple of seminars along those lines here in the Holland area.
Yes, and it is a problem as we are, as I said, both internationally and domestically, as we're dealing with situations internationally with exploitation of women and children, but that also happens here in the United States, and that is something that kind of flies under the radar. Yesterday, I was at a couple of facilities up in Muskegon County that are dealing with getting women who have had either brushes with the law because of drug use and other problems and substance abuse, but others who have been basically pulled out of that trafficking lifestyle and who have been dealing with prostitution and exploitation and those kinds of things. And it's a horrible spot to see these women in, but also encouraging to see that there's programs out there to help them. But I think as I'm going around, it's interesting the number of churches and the number of faith-based organizations that are really starting to focus on this in a way that I haven't seen them do that before. And that's encouraging, I think, as we're looking to try and break this cycle.
We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Huizinga. It's flying now back under the radar, but it could bob itself up at any time. The situation in the Ukraine involving the Russians, and there's going to be some war games and troops coming in as well. And again, it's back under the radar in the public consciousness in this nation, but it could resurface at any time.
There was an article I was reading this morning about Ukraine resuming a bid to sort of get these militants out of eastern Ukraine, and of course Russia, who is not claiming these troops that are in uniforms with no insignia but driving Russian-made trucks and with Russian license plates on them, that they're somehow not Russian. But Russia has been rattling its saber very much, saying that they're going to be protecting the ethnic Russians almost at any cost, and we already saw that what happened in Crimea. They're making those same types of gestures in eastern Ukraine, and that's got everybody in that neighborhood very, very nervous. So, and rightfully so. We've been speaking, not in my opinion, as a unified voice enough with our European partners. We need to do that more. But I do believe that Secretary Kerry and the President need to toughen up their rhetoric here to let Russia know that what they've been doing is unacceptable. So, but we need to make sure that we are in sync with our European partners on this, and the Germans haven't quite come along as far as we have. So, there's a lot of work to be done on the international front as well.
I think history, and I say it when you ever the Russians say, well, we're trying to protect our ethnic minorities. I think back 76 years ago, and as history seems to be repeating itself, and we might have another Sudetenland on our hands.
Well, there's any time that is the fallback position. And look, the UN has looked at this. A number of other organizations on the international front have looked at this. They do not believe that Ukraine has been systematically targeting any of these ethnic Russians. And oftentimes what it is just it's a language element. And they don't believe that they have been suffering under this. And in some of these areas, like in the Crimea, they are a majority of the population. So I'm not sure how they justify that this is somehow picking on these ethnic Russians. So why? I think this is the more crucial question. Why is Russia doing this, and why is Putin approaching it this way? I think personally, it's a lot of internal Russian politics. And it may be sort of that Russian psyche about the standing of Russia in the world stage. So very diminished as of the last couple of decades, and they've been wanting to resurge that standing.
Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger, as always, we appreciate your thoughts and observations. Wish you and your family well this coming weekend, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Gary.